HITchannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending April 18th, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And News Writer Colin Steele.
Today we'll be discussing a number of stories. We're going to talk about VARs benefiting from the Microsoft MVP status, Citrix's new desktop virtualization tool, and you'll hear from VMware in an interview with Colin Steele and SearchServerVirtualization.com's news writer Bridget Botello. Barb, do you want to give us a brief overview of what's going on with the Microsoft MVP status?
Sure. A Microsoft Most Valuable Professional is a designation. It's being invited to the cool kids table. You have to be invited to participate. About a third of the 4,000 MVPs are associated with partners. The rest are IT professionals and admins within companies. And 1,800 of them are in Redmond this week getting the full treatment from Microsoft. They're getting sessions with Ray Ozzie, who is the chief software architect, and Steve Ballmer, who is the CEO. And this is positioned as a way for these partners to get FaceTime not only with the big cheeses but with the development teams. This is being positioned as a way for these partners to have give and take dialogue with the product guys. And I think most of them are more excited about meeting with the product developers than even with Steve Ballmer and with Ray, because these are the products they make their money off of and they want to have input on how they're developed.
What did these MVPs learn at the conference to take back and help their business?
Well, the big deal is that they get, in their view, they get a lot more visibility into the long-term product roadmaps for their products. For example, one of the guys I talked to was a small business server partner. And he says, you know, for him, he'll probably get a 3 to 5 year roadmap for those component products, which are Exchange, Windows Server, that kind of thing. That's a longer roadmap than you'd get at the partner program, at the partner conference, where they talk about the next year to 18 months. And they also sometimes get, really importantly, they might get heads up on a partner, on a product that will be discontinued. And, you know, if you're building your business, selling and supporting a product, it really helps to know if it's not going to be around all that much longer.
So it sounds like they're learning stuff to kind of prevent conflict and make sure that they're all on the same page.
Right. The other great thing is that they give the Microsoft guys customer feedback that they may not have otherwise heard.
Thank you, Barb. And please keep us abreast of the story and let us know what's going to happen with that. Our next story is Citrix's new desktop virtualization tool. Colin, why don't you tell us a little bit about this?
This week, Citrix announced Xen Desktop, which is their new desktop virtualization tool. They're co-marketing it with Microsoft, but the big news is that they're allowing support for VMware. It's going to be able to run on the VMware virtualization platform. VMware is obviously Citrix's top competitor, so it's kind of an interesting move. But Citrix felt that if they didn't allow VMware support, because VMware has so many customers, they'd be kind of limiting themselves in the reach of the product. And the partners that I talked to said that they think this is a good strategy because it'll help them reach new customers and maybe even eventually take some of those customers away from VMware.
I think of VMware as more server virtualization, but they do have a directly competitive product, correct?
Yes, the market as a whole is focused on server virtualization now. And when you say VMware is the virtualization market leader, you're usually referring to server virtualization. But Citrix and VMware also compete in desktop.
So I'm assuming Citrix is doing something with price and stuff. So getting the camel nose into the tent, right?
You know, VMware, one of the biggest criticisms from both their partners and their customers is money and how much it costs. So that's an easy way to kind of get your foot in the door. And now to talk more about the virtualization market, we're being joined by Bridget Botello, the news writer for our sister site, SearchServerVirtualization.com, as well as Ben Matheson, who's the senior director of marketing for VMware. Off the air, we were talking about VMware's prices and what differentiates VMware in the market. And Bridget, I think you wanted to ask Ben a follow-up to that.
VMware is offering more than the hypervisor, and that's where the cost is worth the benefit, is that because other companies do have management consoles and they can do live migrations. You know, what above and beyond what the competitors are offering makes VMware's product worthwhile?
VMware has technologies which address all the different customer types, from the first-time user all the way up to the company that wants to virtualize hundreds or even thousands of servers. And so for the low-end products, we have base virtualization technologies like VMware Server, which is available for free download. We also have a physical-to-virtual converter tool that we call VMware Converter that is a free download as well. And then we have ESXi, which it comes pre-installed with servers shipped by HP, IBM, Dell, and others for basic server provisioning. In addition to the basic virtualization, we also have the high-end functionality that's available, things like vMotion and VMware HA and Distributed Resource Scheduler, We also have even advanced management technologies like Site Recovery Manager to recover entire sites from disasters. We have technologies that help in test and development environments like Lab Manager and Stage Manager to roll them out into production. So we really have solutions across the entire stack. And most of what we hear our customers tell us is that our tools help them save money immediately and over the long term by reducing IT maintenance costs in general.
Which of those products or types of products do you see having the most benefit for channel partners?
Yeah, in general, for channel partners, we typically see a 6 to 8 times multiplier for our software costs, which means there's a heavy drag of a multiple things, multiple technologies when you sell virtualization. The first thing that happens is typically customers buy new server hardware when they do a server consolidation project. Typically, they buy new storage. So the channel partners have the opportunity to sell new hardware, new server and storage hardware. And in addition to that, there's large service opportunities. There's service opportunities from migrating the customer from a physical to virtual environment. In addition, there's more advanced service opportunities from disaster recovery scenarios. So those are real service opportunities for helping deploy and deploy virtualization technologies into customer environments.
Finally, I just wrote a story about the announcement by Citrix for their new desktop virtualization product, and they are partnering with Microsoft for marketing on that. They're allowing support for the VMware platform in an attempt to kind of get their foot in the door from VMware customers, since you guys do have such a lead in the market. You know, how do you view that partnership between Microsoft and Citrix? Where do you see that partnership going, especially now that Microsoft's getting more into the virtualization market themselves?
It'd be best probably to ask that question to Citrix and Microsoft. I don't really have any strong opinions about their relationship. I will say ultimately it's up to the customer to determine which technologies they want to deploy. And we feel that our market position today, with over 100,000 customers deploying VMware virtualization in their environment, that we're in a very good position to basically win that customer love.
And does it concern you at all that Citrix is opening this up to the VMware platform and, you know, making this attempt for your customers?
No, I mean, we've had a partnership with Citrix. I believe they were one of the first partners on our VDI, our virtual desktop initiative. So technology is full of, you know, co-opetition agreements where you compete in one level, you partner at the other level.
Ben Matheson, Senior Director of Marketing for VMware, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure.
And I think that's about all we have time for today. You can find the links to the stories we've discussed below on the page. To download this podcast and other past ones, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hong,
Barb Harrow,
and Colin Steele.
And thanks for tuning in.